If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We're happy again today to greet you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We take great pleasure in voicing today the gospel of redeeming grace. Isn't God good, and isn't it a wonderful thing to be a Christian? I'd rather be a Christian today than to have a deed to this world, because one of these days this world is going to decay. This entire world system is going to collapse, and all of the gold and all the silver and all the stocks and all the bonds and all the wealth and riches of this world system will mean nothing when the trumpet sounds, when Jesus comes again, and we're looking for His return. The Bible teaches us that the coming of Christ is imminent. That is, He may come at any moment, at any time. We here at Worth Baptist Church believe the Bible as it is, and we teach it and preach it as it is to people as they are. We are looking for the return of Christ, but until the trumpet sounds, we're going to continue to sound the trumpet for the truth. God is blessing Worth Baptist Church and its ministry as never before. In every area, in every phase of the church's ministry, we are setting new records in 1975. Spiritually, numerically, financially, in our outreach around the world, we're adding new missionary families. And we were privileged last year to give more than $57,000 to missions, and we're expecting to give far above that during 1975. Our theme for this new year is Church Alive in 75, and we've experienced that in these first few weeks of this new year. We want to share these good things with you and with your family and with your friends. If you do not have a church home, if you're looking for a place to worship God, a place where you can serve the Lord, where you can bring your family and be assured that they'll be taught the Word of God and that they will be given the very best in biblical instruction, we invite you to come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The only textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible. We believe the Bible contains the answer to the economic, social, political, individual, and international problems that face us today. Nowhere outside the framework of the Word of God is there a solution for our nation, for our churches, for our homes, for our families, for our businesses, and for our personal problems. So we invite you to study God's Word today in the Sunday School Hour and get the answers to the baffling questions of 1975. The 20th century, we believe, presents to the church its greatest opportunity since it began almost 2,000 years ago. With modern means of communication and travel, we can get the gospel around the world, and people can attend churches and be in the place where God wants them to be in these days easier than ever before and more quickly than ever before in our history. So, my friend, you really do not have any excuse for not going to church today. Get ready. Get the family ready. Make up your mind. Resolve now that Christ and the Bible and the church will be first in your life today. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." God is able to supply all of your needs. Our golden text here at Worth Baptist Church for this year is Philippians 4:19. "But my God is able to supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." We believe that. We're depending on that. We're trusting God to meet every need of our church and of our lives during these days. Whatever the economic crisis, whatever the political crisis, whatever the governmental crisis, whatever problems, difficulties, heartaches, trials, shortages, and the like that face us this year, we're willing and ready to face them on the promise of God that He is able to do far above anything that we could ask or think. With the emphasis that we place on the Bible, you'll be glad to know that more people are coming to Sunday school every Sunday to learn about God through the study of His Word. Our Sunday school motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We believe God's Word will do something for people that no other book will do. So we invite you to come today at 10 o'clock and study the Word of God, where we believe that nothing is impossible with the Lord. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of these services have been designed to meet your spiritual needs, and we believe that if you'll come today and visit with us, God will bless you, your experience will be rich and rewarding, and perhaps you'll discover a new dimension in worship for your life and for your family today. Come to Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We have recently purchased 14 acres adjoining the Fort Worth State School, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820. And we're looking forward to relocating as the Lord opens the door for us to do so in the future. But in the meantime, today, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth, we invite you and your family to share the good things of God in these services today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. If you would like the cassette tapes of Worth Baptist Hour or cassette tapes of the messages that are preached in the services of Worth Baptist Church, we invite you to write to see how you can acquire these tapes. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That's Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. This word of special announcement concerning our 21st anniversary. On Sunday, March the 2nd, Worth Baptist Church will be 21 years old. During all of these years of our history, God has blessed this church in a remarkable way. We're looking forward to Sunday, March the 2nd, being the greatest day in the history of this church. We want you to share this wonderful day with us. Remember, it's our 21st anniversary on Sunday, March the 2nd. In the meantime, again, we invite you to any and all of the services week by week here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Hour of Decision. I'm going to read from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, at verses 16 and 17. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today for the Bible and for the Lord's Day, for the church, for thy program of salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank thee that we have this opportunity to worship Him, to adore Him, to love Him, to ascribe to Him all majesty and might and glory and power and honor and blessing and wisdom, both now and forever. So may it be. Bless this broadcast and every listener, especially, dear Lord, for those who are shut in. for those who have difficulties in their homes and in their hearts and in their lives today, for those who are in the valley of indecision, may they decide today to follow Christ all the way. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16, "And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried." There is not a more beautiful story in all the annals of history than the story of Ruth. It all begins in the land of Judah, a family by the name of Elimelech and Naomi had two sons. In the land of Judah there came a famine. To escape the famine and find the necessities of life, this family journeyed over to the land of Moab. There the two sons grew up, and they married women from Moab. In the process of time, Elimelech died, leaving Naomi a widow. As time went on, both of their sons died, leaving their wives as widows. So there were three widows: Naomi, Orpah, and Ruth. On a given day, Naomi heard that the famine had ended in her native land of Judah. For her, this was an hour of decision. Shall I remain in Moab? Was the question facing her. Or shall I return to my own people in my own land, in the country of Judah? The hour of decision for Naomi. Three women and three decisions. First, there's Naomi. She decided to return to her own land and her own people and her own God. Orpah, her daughter-in-law, decided to remain in her native country. And Ruth, the other daughter-in-law, who loved Naomi as much as life, decided to go with Naomi and make for herself a new life in the land of Judah. My friend, the hour of decision comes to everybody sooner or later. Perhaps today, this moment, this hour, is an hour of decision for you. And every decision that you make will have its consequences, good or bad. What you decide today may change the entire course of your life and of your home and of your family and of your business. And more than that, it may change your eternal destiny if you make a choice for Christ in this hour. Let's think about Ruth's decision for a few moments. Her story has an appeal for everybody. All classes, the rich, the poor, the learned, the unlearned, the young, the old. The story of Ruth touches the heartstrings of men in every strata of society. Let us use our spiritual imagination for a moment and say that Naomi would represent Christ and Ruth would represent you to make a decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Ruth decided to follow Naomi wherever she went. This was her testimony. Wherever thou goest, I will go. This was a new path for Ruth's feet. The psalmist said, "The Lord has established my goings." In other words, when you follow Christ, God will give you a sense of direction for your life. Perhaps today you're floundering about without any direction, without any purpose, without any aim, without any objective, without any goal in life. If you'll come today to anchor your faith in Christ, to honor Him, to acknowledge Him, God will give you a new direction for your life. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, "If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." As you face the hour of decision today, You do not have to decide for Christ. You can decide for self. You can decide for the lust of the flesh. You can decide for the devil. But your decision will bring consequences in your life and in the life of your home and family and in eternity. Why not, like Ruth, say to Jesus Christ, "Wherever thou goest, I will go." Not only that, but Ruth decided to live wherever Naomi lived. This was her testimony. "Wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Wherever you live, I will live." This was a new place for Ruth's home. One day a man said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus turned to him and said, "Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." My friend, you're following Christ. You're going the places that he goes. These might take you to the valley of sorrow. That's where it took him. His path, as you follow it, might take you to the hour of loneliness. That's where he went. Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to say to Jesus Christ, "I'll live where you live. I'll be where you are. All of my life will be dedicated and surrendered to you"? If this is your hour of decision, the only sensible decision you can make is to follow Jesus Christ wherever he leads, and to live where he wants you to live, and to serve as he wants you to serve. Ruth decided this, and it was the best decision of her life. And your decision to follow Jesus Christ, to honor him, to give him the reins of your life, to place your footsteps in his, this would be the wisest and happiest and most profitable decision that you could possibly make, not only in time, but in eternity. For the decision you make will pay dividends not only now, but hereafter, all the days of your life and into eternity. Ruth decided to become a part of Naomi's family. She said, and I quote, "Thy people shall be my people." This was a new people for her family. The Christian has a new family. Once you are born into the family of God, and that's the only way you can get in it, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again." You can't get into the family of God by turning over a new leaf, by joining the church or learning the catechisms or being baptized or shaking the preacher's hand or signing a card. You get into God's family only by the new birth, when God works a miracle of grace in your heart, a miracle by which you are born again. You can enter the family of God, and God will be your father. And in these difficult hours, who wants to be an orphan, spiritually speaking? You need the guidance, the love, the help, the support, the salvation that only God the Father can give you. And your fellow Christians will be brothers in Christ, and you'll have a new family. My, what a joy it is to know that in the family of God, everything that our hearts desire, all that we ever want in spiritual relationships, all that we could ever desire is ours in a new and wonderful family that we call the family of God. Are you in that family today? Is God your Father? Is Jesus Christ your Savior? Is heaven your home? If not, why not? Isn't that a good question? Why not? Just ask yourself, why am I not serving God? Why am I not a Christian? Why am I not in God's family? My friend, when you come face to face with this decision and come to grips with your eternal state, the Holy Spirit will lead you to become a member of God's family. Ruth decided to accept Naomi's God as her God. She said, "Thy God shall be my God." This was a new power for her life. Naomi's God is not the God of the atheist. The God of Madeline O'Hare is dead. He doesn't even exist. The atheist says there is no God, and God answers that by saying, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." The God that we serve today is not the so-called dead God of modern theology either. The modern theologians say that God is dead. God is dead, the theologians say, but I know he's not. I talked with him today. Dead, never to live again, they claim, but alive to save through his son's dear name. Alive, alive, let it be said, God will be living when the theologians are dead. Our God is alive. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of the living and not of the dead. And I am happy to report to you today that he can live in your heart by your simple faith in Jesus Christ. Ruth decided to die wherever Naomi died. And this was a new potential for her future. We've seen a new path for her feet, a new place for her home, a new people for her family, a new power for her life, and now a new potential for her future. To die with Christ. To die with Christ as your Savior means eternal life. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Did you get that? Shall never die. A new potential for your future comes when you anchor your faith in Jesus Christ. The hour of decision is upon you. And nobody can make the decision for you. You must make it yourself. I have this footnote and I shall be through. Ruth's decision brought her fortune and fame. The fortune of marrying Boaz, the rich farmer, and the fame of becoming a member of the family that produced in the flesh the Lord Jesus Christ. And your decision today, my friend, to own Jesus Christ as your Savior will mean fortune and fame for you, not only now, but through all eternity. May God bless you richly as you decide for Christ today. As we leave the broadcast, we want to take this opportunity to once again invite you and your family to share with us today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And until we meet you by radio again next Sunday at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your family, upon your life, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.